WTOW News Time is 8:04. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man seen outside his apartment with a loaded shotgun led to a trip to jail. 22-year-old Dustin Curtis was arrested for disorderly conduct for displaying the firearm in public. A neighbor told College Station police he was concerned for the safety of others in the Fox Meadows apartments on balconies. According to the arrest report, Curtis told police he had lost some property in a nearby park when he was involved in a verbal altercation with others in the park. Curtis said he got the shotgun with plans of returning to the park and using it to scare off anyone who approached him as he resumed searching for his lost property. Police have one person in custody after a fatal stabbing at a surgical center in East Texas.
22-year-old Kyron Templeton is being held on a $2.6 million bond, charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the stabbing death of a nurse and the wounding of another employee and three visitors. Longview police say Templeton walked into the Good Shepherd Medical Center and began randomly stabbing people. Good Shepherd CEO Steve Altmiller says he was there with his mother.
She came in for a procedure. She was in the facility at the time. She's an inpatient of the hospital.
After going on the knife-slashing rampage, Templeton fled on foot but was caught nearby. Police are still looking for a motive. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Officers now have a face to go with the Bryan robbery and are asking for your help. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 29-year-old Robert Guevara is accused of robbing the Cash America pawn on South Texas last Sunday.
We do now have a warrant on him for aggravated robbery for that incident. So if anybody does know where his whereabouts are, Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward.
Guevara is also accused of firing several shots inside the store. None of the employees or customers in the store were hurt. A photo of Guevara and his physical description are online at WTAW.com. The way the November calendar works, if you want to pay your first half of property taxes, you have until Monday, which is December 2nd. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says the extension is because the 30th falls on a Saturday. But to pay in person this week, today is the last day because the tax office will be closed the rest of the week.
I'm a little more worried about Black Friday. I want to make sure they get that tax paid if that's really what they want to do. And Black Friday maybe get in the way. But yes, we're going to be closed Thursday and Friday.
Payments can also be made in the drop box outside the tax office or online for an additional fee at brazostax.org. A year from now is the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge. At one of the key sites, plans are in the works for an Aggie recognition that will also be seen here.
The Siege of Bastogne, Belgium was among the turning points in the Allies' victory over Nazi Germany. Next year, a new memorial center opens in Bastogne. A&M System Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell credits his counterpart in Belgium with the idea of creating inside the center a seven-room multimedia exhibit that tells the American contribution in Bastogne that starts with the stories of five Aggies.
Tell that story of before the war, during the war, and from Normandy Beach all the way through Berlin, and obviously that road goes through Bastogne and through the Battle of the Bulge. And then tell the story of these Aggies after the war, the story of their descendants, the story of the impact that these guys may have had after the war.
Cornwell says he's amazed at the connections he's discovered.
For instance, the current mayor of Bastogne, his grandfather, was killed by the Nazis in one of those saboteur roundups. I learned today, Governor Perry, his father, flew supply missions into Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge.
Cornwell says the proposal, which is still in the planning stage and has the working title of Texas Aggies Go to War, would be in Bastogne for 2 years, then move to a permanent location in Bryan College Station that is yet to be determined. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two national clothing store chains with locations in College Station may be merging after all. 2 weeks ago, Joseph A. Bank ended its hostile takeover of Houston-based Men's Warehouse. Now, Men's Warehouse has announced a bid of $1.5 billion. That has stunned mergers and acquisitions expert Jerry Reisman.
I don't recall this happening at any time. What Men's Warehouse has done is given Joseph A. Bank its own lesson. They've really tried to teach it a lesson as to what happens when you receive an unsolicited bid.
Reisman says he wouldn't be surprised to see Joseph A. Bank retaliate and increase their offer to buy Men's Warehouse. And there's something that stargazers can be thankful for starting on Thanksgiving, a special appearance by comet Ison. A&M professor and astronomer Kevin Christunis says if the comet survives passing by the sun, it will be visible to the naked eye through December.
A comet is a bunch of ice and rocks all frozen together. And if a comet comes close to the sun boils off a certain fraction of the ice. It will let loose a lot of gas and a lot of dust. And if the comet survives this passage, then this comet could have a very long tail.
Christunis says Ison might even break up into two comets, but at any rate, he suggests you watch the sunset on Thursday just in case. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags! During football season, let Mary Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading health care system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
It's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of sunshine for today. Should be a good travel day around the state if you're traveling for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just be careful on the roads today, but the weather's great. Abundant sunshine, cool today, high of around 45. Tonight, we're clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day, a mixture of sun and clouds, a little warmer, highs tomorrow near 50, clear tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunny, warmer still by Friday, highs will be closer to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there are two groups of people out there. There are people who are working today.
And people that have just bailed the whole week.
And people who are not working today. Now, the people who are working today, you know, they need some sort of a little pick-me-up. And then the people who are not working today are angry that they're already awake and it's 8:12. They were hoping
true.
They'd get to sleep late. But you didn't.
That 9 o'clock target.
Yes, that's right. So either of you, 695-1620, we have stuff to give away. You have to have not won something recently. See how stringent we are?
Yes.
Yeah. If you've won something recently, you're not eligible.
While we're waiting on the phone?
695-1620, yes, while we're waiting on
the phone. When do you eat Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving?
No, I mean noon.
Oh, no, early. Yeah, early.
So you have like a lunch meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Ours is usually 1 or 2 p.m.
Mine was 2 or 3 p.m.
It depends how long it takes.
Now, why do you go to 3? That really messes you up. You don't get to eat leftovers later in the day.
No, well, 3 is okay because it might take a long time to get all the food coordinated.
It was, you know, so sometime between 1 and 3, give
all
or
right.
take.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
fair.
Only 5% of people eat at noon, which kind of surprised me.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
All right, that's 5%. Where are the other 95% sprinkled out?
6% after 6, so it's like a formal
dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Dinner. How are you supposed to go to bed with all that junk in your belly?
All that tryptophan just knocked you right out.
All right. 58% of people have no alcohol during their Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So no wine or anything.
All right.
Yeah. This one I found very funny. 2% of families dress formally for dinner.
Yeah, 2%.
Not around here. Not much.
It's like Martha's Vineyard or something.
Put on a clean T-shirt. Boy, your grandma's going to be here.
And or just put on a shirt.
15% of Americans don't celebrate Thanksgiving at all.
How many?
15%.
Wow.
Oh. Which kind of surprised me as well.
Huh. Good morning. Are you working today or not working today?
I'm not working out today, but I'm working in the home today.
Oh, you're not Now, are you talking about workout as an exercise or are you working outside the home?
I'm not working outside the home. Oh. I'm working inside the home. Decorating for Christmas, cooking for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's legitimate work right there.
That is legitimate work.
I support you.
Do you have interest in going to the Renaissance Festival?
Sure.
That, you know, this is it. It wraps up this weekend.
I heard. I hadn't got to go yet.
Do you have two friends who would go with you?
I do have two friends.
Okay,
I really have three friends, but I'll take what I can get.
Y'all got to play rock, paper, scissors and eliminate somebody on the trip over. So I have three tickets for you to the Texas Renaissance Festival, okay? And it's good on December the 1st, all
you
right?
You and your weird numbers.
I know, that's true. Who are you?
My name is Terry Rogers.
All right. What do you do, Terry, when you're out of the home?
I own Aggieland Limousines.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Well, now
there's you a deal right there.
Now,
are you going to have somebody drive you, or are you going to drive?
I'm going to have somebody drive me.
Okay. Now, what's the most outlandish vehicle you all have?
We have a 20-passenger GMC Yukon.
Wow.
So, maybe you can take all your friends with you when you go out.
Do you drive that?
I don't. Not anymore.
Okay. That's got to be tough going around a corner.
Not too bad, but it's a lot of fun. I have really great drivers.
Look, if you're on Texas Avenue trying to take a left on Harvey Road in that, you're going to have a problem.
Lefts are easy.
Really?
It's the rights that are a little more difficult.
Yeah. As you're driving up past HEB, you need to take that right on Holloman. That'd probably be...
Yeah, you have to think ahead on those and come from the bypass.
That'd be a tough squeeze. All right, is our office open this morning? Is that right, guys?
I believe so.
Our office is open today, so you do need to come in today because we're closed on Friday. So you can do that?
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, great. Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
See, that's
there,
that's a first world problem.
It is. Hey.
Yeah, you guys already giving away everything?
No. As a matter of fact, we were talking to that first caller because she has a fascinating job. Is your job fascinating?
It could be considered fascinating.
Who is this first?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
What's your last name?
Chambers.
All right. And tell me the fascinating job you have, Jerry.
I'm a pro audio rep, which means I go out and talk to theaters, churches, stadiums, and when they're putting in a professional sound system in, and I get them consult with them on what to put in for a particular stadium or whatever.
You don't get that today. I feel. Yeah, okay.
Well, Lou Gehrig?
That still might be in there. But I'm not getting anything.
All right, so do you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival on Sunday? I've got three tickets.
Sure.
All right, you know where we're located.
Yes, I do.
Top floor, Crystal Park Plaza. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Come by here today, okay, because the office is closed the rest of the week. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Wouldn't that be the Sunday?
Sunday. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Turn down your radio. Okay.
Yeah, I was driving, trying to make a turn.
Oh, my God. Pull off to the side of the road. We don't want to cause an accident. Who's this?
This is Eric Bryant. How are you, sir?
Oh, you know, Eric, it's fine. It's almost like it's Friday, but it's not. What's your last name again?
Bryant.
No, I've heard of that. Okay. All right, what do you do, Eric?
I work for a nutritional supplement company, Woodbolt International.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Okay.
Heard of them.
Yeah, I have. Matter of fact, they're over there in Tejas Center. Is that right?
Our warehouse.
Oh, that's
is
the
correct.
Warehouse. That's right. Yeah, that's just the warehouse, as a matter of fact. All right, Eric, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, I got tickets, three of them, for the Texas Renaissance Festival, and they're good on December 1st, Sunday, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, talk to you later. Bye. Okay, that's it. So.
Time
to move on to the mayor. Hey, Mayor, how are you?
I'm terrific.
Well,
how are
wonderful,
you?
Wonderful, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Now, I want to talk to you about y'all had your city council meeting earlier this week.
City's office is closed on Thanksgiving, which is the fourth Thursday, which is our normal meeting day.
Is there a special name for the holiday when Thanksgiving and Hanukkah start on the same day?
I've seen a variety of things, but I don't think it happens that often that we have a traditional name.
Right.
I've seen Thanks Hanukkah.
I've seen Thanksgivica.
Yeah,
I've seen that too.
Any of those things, and that's it. I want to talk to you for a minute because some of the discussions of the things that we did a little news story on this having to do with uses of the hotel motel money, hot money is what you hear the news stories are. And, of course, what this is a tax that's collected for people who stay in the hotels in Bryan College Station. And I know that there was some discussion about and what hot money is used for, so folks understand, is it's to put heads in beds. But I know that Councilman Benham, at least, had a suggestion as to possibly could money be used out of the hot fund for operation and maintenance of those things that do bring people here? I find that to be an interesting concept. I'd like to get your thoughts as one member of council.
Scott Joslov, who's president of the Lodging and Hotel Association for the state, and he's an attorney, and he's written all the hot tax laws. So he came to present at City Council a workshop to talk about what the use of hot funds could be used for. And it's primarily heads and beds is one part of it, but it's to promote tourism and the hotel industry. And so there's a two-part test. One, it has to promote tourism and or the hotel industry, and then it has to meet a variety of other tests. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-part test.
Okay.
One is a convention center. We're not going there. Right. Or registration of for people at conventions. We're not going there. And then there's advertising and promotion of the arts, historical preservation and restoration, sporting-related events or substantial hotel occupancy.
So things that would make people come here and stay here,
right,
kind of thing.
Sporting-related facilities for improvement of those facilities.
Right.
And then shuttles of tourists between hotels and city attractions. You know, if you have a shuttle that would go from, say, the Hilton to downtown Bryan.
Okay. We'll visit that in just a second then.
Tourism-related signage like wayfinding.
Okay, and we've seen the signage because that part's taking place. So as one member of council, how do you feel about the idea of, that would be two things then, what Councilman Benham has suggested, operation and maintenance of said facilities that might be used. And then I know another thing that has some interest on council is that there would be transportation from hotels to commercial areas or areas of interest. How do you feel about that?
In terms of operating and maintenance, if it's to use to promote tourism, I'm fine with that. A lot of the hotels have shuttle services, and we'll take people to that. Whether we can get Brazos Transit involved, that's mm-hmm. another thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna look at this seriously and give a full discussion of this item at our strategic planning retreat in January.
Okay, and that's the other thing. So when is that? Yeah, that's coming up in January. So that's something that you're looking at. What else if we kind of take a peek at the agenda for the get-together, what are you going to do?
Oh, we'll probably look at needs of the city and, for upcoming 15 budget. We usually get we've got the first quarter behind us, and we can look at trends and see how we want to use that money.
Now, you got a new city manager. He's going to be there?
Yes.
What part do you see him playing in this first get-together?
I see him playing a significant role.
Do you have a facilitator, a separate and apart? Do you have somebody come in and facilitate these meetings? Or?
We've done it in-house before. Bob Cowell has run them.
He's not going to be here.
No, he's not.
You have to be somebody else if you decide to do that.
Right.
If you decide to have a facilitator. I want to go over and talk about now for a minute, switch over to a little real estate deal, and that was people may be remembering the Deluxe Burger Bar over in Northgate, right? And that you had a little bit of a move that council took. I think somebody came forward and was looking at buying that piece of property.
The Deluxe Burger Bar Incorporated also does business as Cafe Excel.
Okay, all right.
So the property that Cafe Excel is on, that whole square block is owned by the city. And when I became mayor, I said, we don't need to be in the land management business and we don't need to be in the property management business. So let's try and sell these things and make them income-producing properties. So we have entered into a contract with Asset Plus
mm-hmm.
to purchase that property.
Is there a projected date on when that deal will close?
Fairly soon.
Okay. All right. As we're talking about land deals, since the city doesn't want to be in the land deal, where are we as far as Chimney Hill is concerned?
I think we're getting real close to getting a contract on that.
Within a quarter, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Possibly even before the end of the year.
Oh, really? Now, and again, now that's a pile of money that, again, is going to go into the aforementioned
hot tax,
right?
Yes.
So there's a great deal of money there. Now, not to necessarily get into the minutiae of hot tax, if you can speak to that, then it would be great. Are there situations where you can do a one-time expenditure on something out of hot tax, or does it have to be an ongoing deal? Because, again, because you're going to have a lot of money in there after you get the money from Chimney Hill, in addition to a fund that continues to grow, is there a possibility for one-time expenditure out of that?
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, is there a gatekeeper to the rules necessarily? If you decide that doing X is something that can be funded through the hot tax, is there anything that stops that from happening, or does there have to be a complaint involved before they fund it again? Let's say that it was to put pink tricycles on every corner, for instance, and you decide to do that. Who decides whether or not that's within the definition of how hot tax can be funded?
Well, if those pink bicycles are being used by tourists to get to
an event
where they can spend money,
Okay.
But I don't think we'll go there.
Okay. Dang! I thought we had a story here. Okay.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So what else you got on your radar screen for now?
Well, we've got...
Is Christmas on the Creek starting yet?
That's going to be December 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And to get all the information, it's going to be, hay rides and all that good stuff. And pictures with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website, cstx.gov/Christmas. And then on November 28th, the holiday lights are turned on in Central Park, and they'll stay on through January 1st.
Okay.
And our offices are closed tomorrow and Friday.
Except for the trash guys. The trash guys got to be out there.
They're not working tomorrow. They're working on Friday.
Okay.
And so if your pickup date is Thursday, they'll come Friday. If your pickup date is Friday, they'll come Saturday.
So someone's going to have to work on Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. Well, okay. I appreciate you coming in. Have yourself a great holiday.
No Jethro trivia?
You know, I don't have it. Actually, what happened is we got to the point we were talking so long with the lady who ran the limousine place and all that. Yeah. So we'll save Jethro trivia.
Okay.
All right, next time you're here, right?
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Nancy Berry here, the mayor from College Station. Visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Will King joins us this morning for this holiday week, and it gets busier and busier as we get closer to the holidays at the Bush Library and Museum.
It sure does. You know, we're running out of calendar here for this year, but we got plenty of events still left. This Thanksgiving, though, I want to remind folks that we will be closed. It's one of only 3 days a year that we're closed, so we have all three of those days coming up pretty soon, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
When you get back from your Thanksgiving holiday, though, make sure you come out to the library starting Tuesday, December the 3rd. We'll have an issues forum with renowned writer and journalist and Texan native Brian Burrow. He's going to be talking about his book, The Big Rich, which looks at the big four oil families in Texas and kind of give a history of oil, as it were, in Texas.
Okay. Well, it's something that benefits us to this day, so the more you know about it, that would be interesting. Because that's right after Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving, and if you need an early Christmas present, he'll be signing copies of his book afterwards. There'll be a book sale and reception.
Okay. And then, of course, always around Christmas time, you have things going on, too.
Absolutely. Getting you into the holiday spirit starting on December the 5th, we're going to have a community Christmas tree lighting, and that's at 7 o'clock. That's a Thursday evening next week. And this is something that we did last year for the first time. We kind of made it a... invite only, just to see kind of how the event would go and kick it off, and it was very well received. We'll have all kinds of song and dance and reception following as well. So it's just a tree for the community. Come out and have your picture made in front of it.
Okay, and then, as if you didn't have that as being enough.
And then, going down the list, yeah. We have next Saturday, December the 7th, we will have the Holidays in the Rotunda. This is an annual thing that we do And it's just a really good time to come out. And again, more song and dance in the Rotunda. We'll have holiday ornament making as well. And free refreshments, including everybody's favorite hot chocolate. So it's another good time. And we'll be collecting food also. You know, KBTX, our friends over there, do the Food for Families food drive every year. And so if any time between now and December 7th, the Holidays in the Rotunda event, if you bring a canned or non-perishable food item, then you'll save $1 off your admission.
And even moving into December, we still have time before Christmas to have a movie.
That's right. If you got room on your calendar, mark down the 12th. We'll be showing Holiday Affair, part of our classic film series. And again, you know, that movie kicks off at 7 o'clock, but come a little beforehand for free popcorn and refreshments.
Okay. If you want some more information, the calendar's up on your website.
That was a lot of stuff. Go back to our website and write it all down, bushlibrary.tamu.edu, Facebook and Twitter, at Bush Library.
All right. Will King here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made-fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chill dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs, your on-the-way, less-to-pay for everyday store.
Shout Specs, low-priced amazing. Here's to you, shout. Cheers to savings.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M now 6-0 after a victory last night at home over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Final score was 88-55. The Aggies outscoring the Golden Lions. First half 44-29, second half 44-26. Aggies were led in scoring by Jamal Jones, the first-year man, 5 of 7 from the three-point line. A&M as a team hit 9 out of 15 at the three-point, 5 of them belonging to Jones. That 9 was the best for the Aggies this year. A&M for the night hit 59% from the three-point line. They hit 60%. Aggies get ready now to go on to Corpus Christi this coming Friday night when they take on Missouri State. That game will start at 9 o'clock. Our broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network on Friday night will begin at 8:30. There'll be two games to be played down there. Missouri State, the first opponent, and either SMU or Virginia, the opponent coming up on Saturday at a time to be determined. Again, last night, the Aggies now 6-0, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff 88-55. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
WTOW News Time is 8:33. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For those planning to pay the first half of property taxes, a reminder, the Brazos County Tax Office will be closed Thursday and Friday. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe says because November ends on Saturday, the first half deadline is next Monday.
Unfortunately, there is absolutely no other fudge room on this particular payment. If they don't make that deadline for the first half payment, it is strictly considered a partial payment and the balance is due by the end of January.
Payments can be made online at brazostax.org, which includes a processing fee, or use the drop-off box at the tax office. You could make some money by knowing the man accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan Pawn Store last Sunday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward to anyone who can give them clues to finding 29-year-old Robert Guevara.
If anybody knows where he is at, to contact Crime Stoppers, or they can contact the non-emergency line 361-3888 with information on his whereabouts. We do not suggest that anyone try to, you know, contact him directly, though.
Guevara is accused of firing several shots during the robbery at Cash America Pawn on South Texas. No customers or employees were hurt. Online at WTAW.com are a physical description and photo of Guevara. A Bryan man who applied for a job at the A&M Facility Services building last week is now in jail. Charges against 21-year-old John Morales include stealing a wallet from someone also in the building and using a debit card to make five purchases. University police report there were three transactions at a convenience store and two at a fast food restaurant. Details of what was purchased and the total value were not available. Morales was already jailed on unrelated charges when he was arrested earlier this week. A bizarre child...
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's Club, says banning...
A bizarre child abuse case that landed a couple in prison for more than two decades is now being questioned and those involved freed.
Fran Keller was released last night under an agreement with the Travis County DA's office. Keller has spent the last 21 years in prison after she and her husband were convicted in the early 90s of sexually abusing children involving satanic rituals. The Kellers were running a daycare in their southeast Austin home. Fran Keller, in a jailhouse interview with American Justice 3 years ago, looked forward to this day.
Get out. I hope and pray. I just want the truth to come out. I want to go home.
Supporters of the Kellers believe an overzealous prosecution and the power of suggestion by a therapist to a three-year-old child are to blame for the charges. Keller's husband, Dan, is expected to be freed next week. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Those who spend some time outdoors Thanksgiving evening could be rewarded with a special sight. Astronomer and A&M professor Kevin Christunis says Comet Ison will pass very near to the sun, and there's a chance it will be destroyed, but he thinks it will make it.
Because 2 years ago, we had a sun-grazing comet that everybody thought for sure it was going to break up, and it didn't. A comet is like a 4-billion-year-old object. And so if that bunch of ice and rocks has survived so far, then maybe it's hard enough that it can even survive coming within a couple radii of the sun.
Christunis says if it does make it, stargazers will be able to see the comet through December with the naked eye, although whether during the sunrise or sunset is yet to be determined. Not West Point or the Naval Academy, but Texas A&M University is proposed to be involved in the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge.
A&M Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell has been running with the idea from a Belgian counterpart to create Texas Aggies Go to War. It would be part of a new memorial center scheduled to open in December of next year in Bastogne, the site of a major win for the Allies over Nazi Germany. Bastogne's also home to one of the first international companies to locate in the biomedical corridor.
GlaxoSmithKline is our partner in our vaccine manufacturing facility that's here locally. GSK is the largest employer in the French-speaking part of Belgium. They know that company, and so they're going to get exposed to Texas A&M and the community through this exhibit.
Cornwell says the idea is to show the lives of five Aggies from before the war to the present time. One example is Earl Rudder, who was personally decorated by the King of Belgium for his actions in the Battle of the Bulge.
After the war, Earl Rudder helping to turn Texas AMC into Texas A&M University and the research university we are today, setting the stage for an organization, a university system that can do business with companies in Belgium. We're a great place for students to come.
After 2 years in Bastogne, Cornwell says the 5,000-square-foot exhibit would move here on a permanent basis at a location to be determined. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today may be the day American Airlines emerges from bankruptcy. The bankruptcy judge will not only decide if the airline can emerge from bankruptcy, but if the merger with U.S. Airways is best for all involved. North Texas bankruptcy attorney Bill Siegel feels the most important thing the judge is looking for is finality.
Now that the parties have settled,
the plan can be effectuated and carried out. And with that in mind, I think what's most important is the finality of it. It's done.
Siegel says after the Department of Justice settled with the airlines, he feels it's a certainty the judge will approve the deal. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 36 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
I'm Rachel Roller with Fox 28 News Brazos Valley. If you're still watching your news at 10, you're staying up for old news. On Fox 28 News Brazos Valley, I cover all the day's stories, updates to ongoing stories, and we bring you sports and weather all an hour earlier than the competition. Fox 28 News Brazos Valley weeknights at 9. We're first, we're fast, we're Fox. Fox 28 News Brazos Valley with Rachel Roller, weeknights at 9 on Fox 28, Suddenlink Cable Channel 7 and 705.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts, or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898, that's 696-9898, or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
Mixed economic news from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The job market continues to improve. The Labor Department says the number of workers joining the unemployment lines fell last week. The agency counted 316,000 first-time claims for benefits, 10,000 fewer than the week before. But another report from Washington is not so upbeat. Orders to the nation's factories for big-ticket manufactured items fell 2% in October. Economists say that could be an indication companies were reluctant to invest during the government shutdown. You won't have long to wait if you want a new Apple iPhone 5SC. Apple says Foxconn, which assembles the devices, has stepped up production and has factories running around the clock. Shipments are going out in 3 to 5 business days now. Just a month ago, the wait was as long as three weeks. Stock market futures pointing a little bit higher. Hewlett-Packard will be a stock to listen for. The company reports slightly improved quarterly results. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial, 866-569-MATH, or visit us at mathmade.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made-fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick.
And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. You go to BrazosBounty.com.
Plenty of sunshine for today. Should be a good travel day around the state if you're traveling for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just be careful on the roads today, but the weather's great. Abundant sunshine. Cool today, a high of around 45. Tonight, we're clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day, a mixture of sun and clouds. A little warmer. Highs tomorrow near 50. Clear tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunny, warmer still by Friday. Highs will be closer to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay. Sorry I put Bambi in the middle of your newscast. I just, you know, hit the wrong button.
That's okay.
Got this, you know. Yeah.
I know you just like her voice.
I do. I just don't hear enough about Bambi. You know, just more Bambi.
Bambi, a stripper at the Palace Men's Club, says banning lap dances would hurt her ability to make a living.
And you Happy Thanksgiving.
And that's the thing. It's so great because, you know, even if I hit a stray button, you know, if you have a second or two before you get to something that's really disgusting, that's good, but that's not the case.
Bambi, a stripper.
I mean, that's the third word is stripper. In no place in Cats News does really the word stripper work very well.
It woke everybody up.
It did. But anyway, that was me. It wasn't her. All right, nature getting even. Nathan Barron of Maine was sitting in a chair in the woods on Saturday last doing a little bit of hunting and ate his lunch, and then nature called, as happens. Now, luckily, Nathan, because it's up in Maine, was hunting right across the road from his house. You can do that, you know, in certain parts of the country. So he walks out of the woods, and he gets on his four-wheeler, and he goes home. And he leaned his rifle, though, against the tree before he left, next to the chair that he'd been sitting in. Again, it's Maine. It's pretty casual. You can sit in your barca lounger there with your rifle waiting for something to walk by. So he gets back, and he can't find his gun. And he's been looking around in the woods for the gun, and there's a stream that runs about 100 feet away from where he had been.
Uh-oh.
And he looks over there, and he spots a beaver hauling his rifle into the water. Nathan said he really didn't know what to do at that point. I mean, you know, he's mad. But all he could do is kind of start laughing about it. Nathan and the beaver... You know, Nathan's gun and the beaver went under the water, and that's the last he saw.
So he's never seen the gun?
No, I hadn't seen it. Again, this is last Saturday. It may pop up. You may go find the beaver dam, and it'll be
I was
going to
say, now it's in the beaver dam.
Wow. That's,
it does look a lot like a stick. Let's be fair.
Well,
to
sure.
The beaver.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, now he's a dam beaver.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah, what happened? The dam beaver took my gun. Yeah. Laura Logan, did you hear about her?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. She's that girl who talks with the British accent on 60 Minutes, and she's had quite a career in news. Anyway, she and her producer, Max McClellan, have been ordered to take a leave of absence from ZBS after a 60 Minutes piece about the 2012 attack on the embassy in Benghazi.
Really?
Was found to have. It was deficient in several respects. Following an investigation by the CBS News Department after initially defending the report, Logan, who was a foreign correspondent, issued an apology on the air on November the 8th, the original report, which revolved around a since-discredited ex-security officer's supposed eyewitness account of the attack, aired on October the 27th. So she's out the door for a little while. So that's that story. I don't know if they'll make a big... I don't think Scott Pelley will be talking about it on the news tonight, so I thought we'd let you know about that.
You don't think they're going to address that?
I don't think they will, no. Talking about TV and such, Sunday Night Football, the voice in the season's hottest new show, The Blacklist. I watched that. That's an unusual show with James Spader. Has boosted NBC to its second straight November sweep victory among young adults. CBS, meanwhile, runner-up in the demo on top in total viewers, however. And then ABC, as always, third, and Fox finishes fourth. Sweeps aren't as closely followed as in past years, but the November rating period offers a good snapshot of how the networks are faring for the fall.
TV's a fad.
Yeah. No, never.
Radio's been around a lot longer. TV's
it
a
really
fad.
Will. So NBC has the money demographic. Overall list of viewers, CBS is number two and ABC's number three by any count. So the only time most people put their smartphones down is when they're broken or they don't know where they put them down. Apparently, walking and texting is just taking things a little bit too far, but a new eBay deals survey asked 100 smartphone users about phone use in public, like on the road or in the workplace. And while we all rationalize sneaking a text or a tweet at some time, which really is inopportune, most agree that it is annoying. But once again, that's one more case of, you have the rules, I'm going to do what I want. The survey found that 88% of the respondents, not a fan of texting while walking across the street. Duh. 62% approve of leaving the phone on the table during a during a meal. Hello.
Good morning. Listen to Cat's news report. How can you arrest somebody who's already in jail? Can't you just add charges to them?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, I guess, what did they do? They arrest him or her through the bars? Is that how they did that?
You're under arrest again.
Day. Yeah. Well, again, and we've seen that before where they arrest them before they leave the facility, certainly. But I don't know. Maybe you can do that.
Yeah, I figured it was like a law term.
Could well be.
It doesn't sound physically logical, but right? I imagine it's a law term.
He was re-rested.
Re-rested.
Yeah.
Right? Not arrested, re-rested. 74% of these folks who they talked to said it's wrong to text while talking to someone face-to-face.
Unless you say, excuse me.
No, see, it's not. That's wrong.
Now, no?
But again, this brings up that next social situation, which, of course, we never thought would happen. Well, you could be in an office with somebody and their phone not ringing, and they could say, could I take this call? Okay. And then, you know, it's a matter of who is the superior person in the conversation as to whether or not that's done. You know, if you're talking to your boss and the phone rings, do you say, can I take this call?
Not during an interview.
No. And if it's the boss whose phone rings, then, you know, he's going to take the call. But now if we're talking about receiving a text, I mean, do you actually ask someone, can I look at this? Or do you just look? See, I think looking at it or even asking to look at it would be pretty rude in most cases. Yeah.
Well, it would depend on what you have going on.
I have to say, in my world, I'm not necessarily right there with my phone all the time. Especially if I'm in the house, I'll set it down someplace.
But if you've got something really pressing that you're expecting information on.
Yeah.
Because I've been through that the last month or two with my dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
and there were times where I'm like, I'm really sorry.
Okay,
I got to look at this.
Yeah, but that's not some social situation. That's real world type stuff. 74% say it's wrong to text while talking to somebody face to face. Relevancy does seem to be the factor, though. 86% felt it was fine to do that if the information is pertinent to the conversation.
Well, yeah. Hey, hang on. Let me send this text to this guy, and we'll have him call you or whatever.
Okay.
I did that just the other day.
Okay. The dinner table remains generationally disputed. 50% of millennials felt it's perfectly acceptable to text during a meal.
No.
No. Like, no. And only 15% of the respondents aged 30 and older agreed.
Not ever.
Yeah, ever. As for the workplace, almost a majority agreed with keeping your phone on vibrate, while 61% think texting is acceptable. The study also said 70% condemned using social media profiles at work. But we all know how busy Facebook is during the week.
Yeah.
We've got to be able to get our stuff out there because that is important.
Yes.
I know it's the workplace.
But yes.
That just means I have a controlled meteorological environment that I can sit and text rather than have to be out in my car where it's cold. I'll just come into my little burlap cubicle here and do it here.
I just found my favorite story ever.
That was.
A security researcher named Evan figured out a way to MacGyver together a gun.
Oh, he MacGyvered it. What?
Using just items you can buy at an airport once you've gone through security.
Oh, no.
It was made of dental floss,
okay.
Magazines, a Red Bull can, Mentos, a refrigerator magnet, hairband, hairdryer, a can of Axe body spray, batteries, and condoms. With this gun, he was able to use pocket change and shoot it through 1.3 inches of drywall.
Whoa. Can you take an aerosol can? You can buy that after you've been through a checkpoint?
I'm guessing the little ones you can.
Wow. Okay.
He says he made the gun to show that all the TSA screening is just security theater.
Hmm. that we pay a lot for.
Yeah.
And it's a gub. Remember that.
It's I thought maybe this would be a gun because it was a symbol. It's always a gub.
It's always a gub.
Business. My apologies. Yeah.
Do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
As you map out your game plan for Black Friday, make sure both Varsity Ford locations are part of the strategy, because Black Friday means big savings on new, pre-owned, and certified vehicles. The inventory on both lots is so huge, everything has to go. We've got cars, trucks, and SUVs priced to move. And these special deals are only good Black Friday and Saturday. You won't believe the deep discounts. Varsity Ford on the bypass in College Station, or Varsity Ford on Highway 21 in Bryan. Black Friday at Varsity. You won't want to miss it.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So the folks at SodaHead.com have come up with a prediction of what Thanksgiving Day will be like 10 years from now.
Really?
So Thanksgiving 2023. Ever since the government passed the Civility and Sports Statute in 2017 outlawing tackle football as being unseemly and violent, and a bad example that it sets for the rest of the world, football is much less interesting than it used to be. Just saying, from the folks at Soda Head.
I would agree with that.
Baseball or hockey?
Sure, let's play. No, God, no. If you think football's too violent.
Oh, they won't stop hockey. The Canadians won't hear for that.
Well, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, you want to argue with a hockey player? No, I don't think
so. They carry a stick. True.
Exactly.
What else?
Drive-by shooting with an Amish buggy.
Really?
What?
You've seen the show. There's a couple shows on TV that are about the Amish and Mennonites. Well,
right.
On Sunday in Pennsylvania, a car went by, an Amish buggy, and a loud noise was heard. When they got back to the farm, somebody had shot the horse.
Whoa.
Aww.
Whoa.
Everybody's very, very tight-lipped about it. The horse didn't make it, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's not cool.
But the police are going to extract the bullet so they can try and run ballistics on it.
Mm.
But a drive-by with an Amish buggy?
Okay.
A buggy shot the horse, or someone in a car shot the horse driving the buggy? That's what it sounded like to me.
No, a car driving by shot at the
That's
Amish,
really,
but they're thinking
up
that there's some hinkiness going on here.
Okay. One consumer expert says the week after Christmas is a busy week for this website with 1 million new listings. It is eBay. people posting their unwanted Christmas gifts. That is awesome.
Regifting via eBay?
Well, and I think it's carefully open up the package, you know, when you've got the paper kind of open and you take the box, the lid off, and there's the little thing and it's still got the paper around it. That'd be kind of a nice presentation right there.
Sure.
So there you are. In 1979, they came to Japan. In 1981, they came to Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland. In 1983, they came to U.S. America. And in 1985, they came to Britain. But it all started back in Japan in 1979. What were they?
I don't know.
Cell phones.
Wow.
Let me hear those numbers again. 1979 in Japan, 81 in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland. And 1983, they came to U.S. America. So... just saying. Got that going on. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Don't forget, that's tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving.
Although they do have high forecast winds, so they might not have balloons this year.
Now, how can that? See, that's not fun without the balloons. Mm.